Generation X. We go. It looks like we're recording. We're going to jump right in. This is the first recording that we've done in quite some time. Me and Justin here on behalf of Gen X Reverb. Mark and Kim won't make it today, but we're just going to do a hot takes on the Acolyte trailer from Disney Plus. Let's jump right in. Let's just start watching that. Let me pull it up here on YouTube and share my screen. In the meantime, while I'm pulling that up, Jay Snacks, go ahead and tell our listeners how you feel, man. What's going on? What's going on with our last, the time between our last podcast and now? Is there an explanation or anything you want to say to the listeners?
Nah, not at all, man. we're not getting paid for this.
Thanks, I think that's an explanation. That's good.
Yeah. So, we hope this is an enjoyable episode for you. This is Justin here. We need to mention that this is Sunday, April 14th. Did you already say that, Bradley?
Nope. You got it. You nailed it. Justin is right. I just want you guys to know that, yes, today is Sunday, April 14th, 2024, 6:15 p.m. We are now synced up, Arizona and California. Today, I saw Justin send a beautiful video. It heartened me to see my little man, Dallas, my nephew, his older sister, Layla, and Justin's two babies, Avon and Galilee, all four of my babies eating hamburgers and french fries, it looked like.
Yeah, we are at this spot that didn't hit as hard as we wanted it to hit the second time we went. The first time we went, it's called, I can't remember. I'll get the name for you before the end of the cast, man. This, again, we're not getting paid for this. So just if I don't get it for you, don't worry. It's in Tempe. It's right off of, for those of you who live here in the Valley, it's in Tempe on Priest, just above the light rail. What street is that? Washington? Washington and Priest.
I think I've purged all memory of minor streets and
yeah, there's cities. A Wells Fargo. Anyway, it's right there. They're fat burgers. They're definitely fat. They're full of beef. They're not your little small dainty burgers. They're definitely a little bit bigger than In-N-Out burgers. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they're giving you something.
Yeah, they're giving you something you can feel. Sorry, I had to say that. It was good, man. I had like blue cheese crumbles in this burger. How you order random burgers and then you're like, huh, okay, I got blue cheese crumbles in this. It wasn't disgusting, but I definitely wasn't expecting blue cheese crumbles.
So you didn't want those?
No, I didn't want those, and it wasn't as good as last time. The fries were crispy. I'll get the name for you. They could be a little more cleanly. The cleanliness could be a little up in that restaurant.
The same thing with my experiences, just so you know. Dirty restaurants recently, like you're super expensive and your tables are greasy. That doesn't work for me, man. I'm not giving you any more money. I shouldn't be giving you any money anyway. Cause life is just too expensive.
The top was off of the T. You know how the top should be on top of the T? Top was off of the T. The little, when they're brewing the tea and then they take the top off and they fill it up. They fill the vat up.
Oh,
they're supposed to put the top on it so that it keeps all the dust and all microbes. Kinds of
detritus settling in your tea.
yeah, exactly. I was like, I'm not drinking that tea. But if they had the top off of the tea, what makes me think they didn't have the top off of the ice or the soda, or whatever. So it was a one-off, man. It definitely didn't feel clean. And I think it's a college area, very collegey. You know, like there was a kebab place right next to it. That's very university, right? Kebab.
Mm-hmm. That sounds Middle tasty. Eastern.
Yeah. So, I mean, same thing when we went to Portland, man. Same exact thing. It's all, you know, it's nice to be downtown and close to the university there in Portland, but got your little ran down, keep Portland weird, yucky restaurants everywhere. So I believe my expectations are too high for eating out. I want places to be clean, but when you go to a college area, forget about it. They're not necessarily going to be clean for you because college kids can put up with a lot, man.
Right. They're so used to it. Sorry. Let me change I just messed my EQ up. Keep going.
Yeah. See, there you go. Messing with your EQ. Before we jump into the acolyte here,
there you go.
I do want to let you listeners know we are way late to the party on weighing in on this trailer. Not that you already didn't know that. You guys already know we are not a Bleeding Edge podcast. That's just not us.
Bleeding Edge podcast.
And those guys, they have teams, large teams of people that deal out content and get, they fact find. They don't just shoot from the hip like we do a lot of times. We don't necessarily shoot from the hip. We try to read the things that and watch the things that we're talking about. But don't think that we're behind the scenes and that we know people that are connected to Lucasfilm or Disney like some of these YouTubers are. So that's why they get paid the big bucks. Mm-hmm. Nerdrotic. I thought nerdrotic.com or the YouTube guy, I thought he was all by himself, man. He has like 8 other guys that podcast or YouTube with him, but that's his own offshoot. And I really can't explain his channel, really, honestly. I might not even be telling the truth because I don't know, but I did watch one of his YouTubes. And I was like, dude, there's like 8 people on this one.
Yeah.
They're all a part of his brand.
There's networking. And then if they basically the high quality content on YouTube and any other streaming channel platform is going to be, you're going to have a lot of work behind the scenes is basically what you're saying. It's not just easy peasy lemon squeezy, but that's trying to do here at Gen X Reverb. We are simply trying to cater to the cousins and to the few friends that we do know. If we grow, we grow. To that end, let's just jump right into the acolyte here. I'm going to go ahead and share that on my screen. Tell me if you can see this, Justin, once I do it, give me 2 seconds. Acolyte. Share. You can see that?
Here we go, man. I see it.
All right. So we'll just pause it as we pause it. So thumbnail. The very beginning starts off with a little guy that I believe is the same species as an X-Wing fighter pilot in The Force Awakens. When they're over the the third Death Star. It sounds funny saying that. Yeah,
Starkiller base. And he says, but I got more damage or something like that.
That's him. That's his species. I don't know what species that is, but that's cool. I like the callbacks to that. And also,
no, that was a different species. They're different species. And in my brain, I thought the same thing. That guy that says, but I got more damage to Poe. This guy was on the bridge with the rebels. He was with the rebels.
Yes.
And looking all scared when when Starkiller blows up the planets.
Correct. He has
that facial expression.
Yes. You know. That species is in the background on, not Exegol. What's the name of the planet? Dakur or wherever they're at, wherever that place is. That's a cool callback to the sequels. And then the Jedi robes, it's interesting. That all looks, the aesthetic is there for me right before we get started. So let's go ahead and just jump in. Boom.
All right, let's pause it here. Okay, so we're with this guy who I thought was Chow Yun Fat or the guy that does, just kidding about Chow Yun Fat. I didn't think it was him.
Shurit Imwe.
He sounds I thought it was like the guy who played guys. Shurit. He sounds exactly like Shurit, and it's not him. It's a guy from Squid Games. I don't know who he is, but he is an up and coming. He's an actor that's been in a few little recent things, and he does sound so similar to Shurit when he says, "The Force is with me, and I am with the Force." And so, I thought it was him. But I was like, "Why would they use the same actor?" But then my brain said, "But they could use the same actor because Disney is prone to use the same actor for a lot of different characters in different universes, but probably not in the same universe, not in Star Wars, right?"
Yeah, I think we've only ever seen that once with Andy Serkis, Snoke, and
Mr. I Can't Swim.
Yeah.
I don't know how to doggy paddle.
Yeah.
Are you even going to make it? Kino Loy.
Kino Loy.
Yeah. I got the little British accent that, you know, before we move forward, this Jedi here says, close your eyes. Your eyes can deceive you. And he is absolutely correct. Looking at things and people and meeting people, your eyes can be a deceptive thing.
100%.
He's not lying there, but I want to know what if there's an undercurrent of agenda, and if there is, I want to know what it is. And there may not be. So
you're talking about
could be
agendas that are actual civil issues going on right now. Like they're
world agendas. Okay. Yeah. Put them in there. And so we're on this podcast, the Gen X Reverb podcast. So we just kind of we try not to step on toes, but sometimes we do. So he might be saying, hey, what you think a person is not really who you think they are based on what they look like. Now,
of course, sir.
However, but a person may want to explain to you who they are through their clothing, though. They may want to do that. They may want to help you to understand that they are nuts.
But like Batman, like Michael Keaton. You want to get nuts? Let's get nuts.
I'm sorry, I had to laugh about that, man. That was good. You want to get nuts? Let's get nuts.
Just, I want to say I was thoroughly underwhelmed by that movie, man. The Flash movie from DC. We got to talk about that. Me, you, Ken, and Mark.
Wait a minute. Is that from the Flash trailer?
It is.
Is that what that's from? Okay, yeah. I remember hearing that. I'm just like, okay, that's all jumbled into my brain. So
Michael Keaton he's still great. And speaking of double dipping, there you go. I just wanted to put that in there as well. So he's Batman, and then he double dips into the Marvel universe as the Vulture in Spider-Man Homecoming, which, in my opinion, is the best Spider-Man from Marvel, Spider-Man Homecoming. Anyway.
And on that note, is unnecessary sequels. Those sequels were unnecessary, man. They're not needed.
Spider-Man in Italy. Mm-hmm. Nah, we're good.
They couldn't reach... Yeah, they couldn't reach the apex that movie naturally reached because of the skill levels of Michael Keaton, him simply being in the movie. And then, you know, we love Tobey Maguire. I think this is the first time we saw the girl that he liked. I don't know what her name is, but it was nice to see her. And it was very high school-y.
Did you say Tobey Maguire? That's the original Spider-Man. You're talking about Tom Holland.
Tom Holland, my bad.
You said Tommy, Timmy.
Timmy, yeah, Toby and Tommy. Okay.
Thelma, my bad. What's the difference? Starts with a T. Yeah.
Thelma, yeah, Thaddeus. No, my bad. No, it's Tom Holland. I'm sorry. I think on a previous episode, Bradley, as a correction I need to make real quick, we said, now we messed up on a Star Wars, man, on something.
I was listening to that. I can't remember what it was, but we messed up and I was like, go ahead.
Though. What was basically, it? I forget. We jacked up and I was thinking, Alderaan. We
Dan
messed
Tween
up
and
with
Alderaan.
Dan Tween. We said Dan Tween blew up. Dan Tween is not the planet that blew up. That's a planet that's close to Tatooine.
And, correct, but it's because Leia said Dantooine to fake out General Crothers. What's his name?
General Curmudgeon, man.
Grand Moff Tarkin.
Yeah, Tarks. Yeah, so that was our bad. We said Dantooine. It was Alderaan that was destroyed. Everybody knows that, but we did say that live. But going back to the trailer, Bradley. So he's talking about this. Close your eyes, and then now he's asking these young Padawans. There's already some fatigue going on right here at the very beginning of this
trailer. Please explain what fatigue.
I don't need any more younglings, man. Listening to a Jedi Master. I don't need that anymore. It's over. I'm over it. Tell me what you see. The music.
Master, I see a bowl of stew and I'm hungry. Can I please get something to eat?
You are excused, young Gorbad.
Yeah, I'd like some spatchka. A side of
or you could actually
oyster skins.
Sarcastically insert one of the younglings saying,
Master, I foresee that far in the future a Padawan disciple named Anakin Skywalker will overthrow the Senate at the hands of a Darth Sidious.
Mm-hmm. Wow, you saw pretty far into the future. We don't even need this TV show, do we?
You're Ding, 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 ding. That's exactly how I feel about this. That's just my opinion. Let's listen to these Padawans and see what they see, man.
Okay, and I'm going to go back just a little bit. We're not going to replay it, but there's a part in the scene here that reminds me of Jakku, the station on Jakku where they're at.
Jakku!
Why does everybody want to go back to Jakku? They have this, the green thing in this scene where this purple acolyte, the main girl here, is walking through. I guess that's a Star Wars thing. I wanted to comment on the similarity to the one in Jakku. It really serves no purpose, but it's just a gateway from the outside of the yard or whatever they're at where Angkor Plot is, that Rey is enslaved to having to get her portions.
Angkor
Plot, played by Angkor. Simon Pegg. Oh, double dips. Yeah. Simon Pegg, Star Trek, and Star Wars.
Yeah, double dip. I did want to say, yes, these little awnings, it's like an archway. So what happens is when it's really hot outside, you walk underneath the archway and it's still hot. you get no shade. It's like, what is this here for?
It's telling the story, honestly. Storytellers and storyboarders and artists, I think they're giving you a consistency is all that is. It's just, hey, you know you're in the Star Wars universe when you see useless things like this. We have useless things and we have things that are useful that we're not going to use. So gates and the Death Star. Like, you could fall all the way to your death here, but that's your fault because you're in the Star Wars universe. Anyway, let's go back. Let's start back at where this awning is. I'm going to pause it there. First off, I like the aliens, by the way. I think the CGI and the puppetry, the Muppetry was pretty okay. It looked Star Warsian, looked Lucasian, as you say. That little girl sounded like Avon, by the way. Wife.
As little girls do. They all sound the same.
As they all sound the same. Said like a burnt out father.
100%.
I want to say they're doing a pretty good job on the puppetry so far, as far as what I could tell from this preview. But continuing on, I'm guessing... that the little kid that just said, I see fire, is the one that's walking right now, right? The one that just said, I see fire. That's her.
No, because she's, I think she was Asian.
No, look right here.
Oh, she's white. Wait, let me see which one.
Let me go backwards here. So yeah, we get a little shot of a little attractive little guy there.
It's a little, yeah.
Trying to include extra colors here.
Yeah. Okay, there's an Asian girl. See?
Okay. Here you go. Her.
No, see? Where?
I didn't see the I see fire?
No, she was white.
Bro.
And you're talking about the girl who's in purple that's about to be...
Yes, Jess. She's black. Bro, look at your screen. You can't see. Right. Is it not big enough?
Here's the problem. I am looking at the screen. This is technology. It's lagging. Go ahead and just play it one more time.
Oh, my bad. Okay, here you go.
And I will... Oh, my bad. Go ahead and pause that. I didn't see she was talking. Everything was all crusty. So yeah, I see what you're saying.
There you go.
The young girl of African descent. And in the Star Wars universe, there is no African descent.
You come from the African system? I've never heard of that before.
Exactly.
All right, let's keep going.
So hold on. Before you unpause it, what actress is this, man? Do you know what she's from?
You know who she looks similar to is Rebecca Ferguson, but that's not her.
Okay, but let me just cut to the quick. That's Trinity from Matrix.
Oh, no way.
So audience, we have our Jedi, our first Jedi in the cutscene. You've all seen the trailer. Obviously, if you're listening to this podcast, you watch all kinds of Star Wars stuff. So the actress who plays her is the one who plays Trinity in Matrix. I don't know her name. Bradley, if you want to look her up, go ahead. And she is the Jedi with the brown cloak on. And she's in the cantina. You know, sipping some spatchka, whatever she's doing. And then the purple laden girl comes in, and I'll let Bradley describe her because he has some very choice descriptions about her in a second. But so did you find the name of the actress who plays Trinity?
Carrie Ann Moss from Carrie Ann Moss fame.
And I'm going to be a repeater here. I'm going to be a record because I heard this on another hot take on this scene. So she's from the Matrix. And then let's just go forward and I'll do this. I'll tell the audience in a second.
Okay. Starting up again with Carrie Ann Moss. Here she goes. All right. I'm stopping it right there.
Yeah.
the pushback on, I call her female Thundercat is what Justin was talking about, because on the episode of Book of Boba Fett, where he takes, Boba Fett takes Fennec Shand to get repaired by the music artist named Thundercat. He's a great music artist for people who like the flavor of the things that he does. I'm sure he's a genius musically. Otherwise you can't get as big as he is without knowing something about music.
And being the bassist for Rafael Sadiq for a time as well.
Okay. So there you go. He has some splash in the music world.
Thundercat.
Hey. So as a matter of fact, me, Justin, and two guys named Conti and Devin are good buddies. We have a thing called Tonal Cypher. They've shared some of Thundercat's songs. What we do on Tonal Cypher is we all have two songs and we share two songs and we all judge each other one at a time, two rounds, yada, yada, yada. That was my introduction to Thundercat. I understand geniuses are hard to understand. Hard pass from Bradley on Thundermaster. But anyway, he was...
We're talking about his aesthetic at this point, though, not his music, but his actual look on the show of Book of Boba.
His look, one, and also the decision for Star Wars execs to include modern sounding and looking music in the Star Wars universe. There's a certain aesthetic that I'm going for. I want my Star Wars. And when you bring all that techno that they had while he was drilling into people and giving them... giving them prosthetics rather, new arms and eyeball guy that we said spin around, shoot shot. He's gift up like crazy. And people know he's one of the lifesaver Vespa boys on Book of Boba Fett. They're getting all modded up by this Thundercat character. And Thundercat in this episode of Book of Boba Fett has dreads and he just has this look about him. This female,
and those are his dreads, by the way. That's what he looks like in real life. Like,
yeah. No, yeah. No, that's, oh, I see what you're saying. That wasn't
that's
a choice
look. Yeah.
By the Star Wars, makeup artists or anything. That wasn't their choice to make him look like that. The storyboard artist didn't say, he needs to have a shaved head. You got to get rid of that hair, Thundercat. Right. Got you. They said, you're good. Just come on the show. Give us some good ratings so that you can appeal to all the kids out there who love your music right now. Bad, decision. In my opinion, don't include, anyway, totally digressing.
You already said it. Yeah. Don't include the techno stuff. Yeah.
This guy, this lady looks like the female Thundercat. And so I'm like, the dreads again. Come on. Anyway, just my stream of consciousness on a female Thundercat is even what I'm going to call her.
Right. And even though in her personal life, she does not look like that at all.
She doesn't look anything like that.
So in this case, it was a choice from Lucasfilm. To take the actress and make her look like that. By the way, let's get a definition of acolyte. Because acolyte, it sounds, it's like, what is that?
So acolyte, just so you know, while I'm looking it up, Justin, your favorite episode of the first season of Star Wars Visions, the Ninth Jedi, those guys call themselves acolytes. So the definition for Merriam and Webster's.
The Sith guys?
The Sith guys are Sith acolytes. We are the Sith acolytes and we sense your goodness and we hate it.
Those are acolytes, but in our real world and on planet Earth, an acolyte is an assistant or follower assisting the celebrant in a religious service or procession. In many Christian denominations, an acolyte is anyone performing ceremonial duties such as lighting altar candles. I don't even know if I even want to dive in mentally. I just want the show to explain it to me.
Is it really going to even have to explain? I don't know.
Is it a good name? Is it a good name for this show, do you think? I don't know if it's a good name.
I think it's a good name in the sense that they're continuing whatever brand they've had from publications. I'm sure they've already written stories about acolytes and they've used that word for Sith apprentices, acolytes. Mm-hmm. So it's just continuing with the expansive Star Wars universe. I'm sure that's the word they used. So got if you are it. A serious Star Wars book reader, acolyte would hit. Pavlov's bell. Ding, ding. Oh, acolyte. Oh, man, I want to check that out. I've read all the books about the acolytes. So, you know, just marketing 101. Just go with what people know based on what they've read. So And that's all guesses, by the way. I haven't read any of the books that say Acolyte. I just know based on the show that you like, the Ninth Jedi, they used the term. So that was my guess. So going back to the, let's continue with the trailer. I already know you want to say something there. No?
On the guy, the previous Jedi? What I wanted to say was, it's funny, and this is a take from someone else, but I think it sounds perfect. The fact that the Sith girl with the purple on was fighting Trinity. Mm-hmm. And why does their fighting style have to be exactly like Matrix?
Yeah. Well, there's nothing new.
They're not even trying. They're just like, no, just make it like Matrix. Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon. Yes, let's get this over with. And they're not even trying for something new. And, you know, being pushed back and sliding on the floor, it's like, what?
I forgot. That's what I wanted to talk about. That choreography was so, it's not even that choreography is dated, because it is Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, although we respect that material, the source material. They did it so badly. It looked cheesy. And this is what blows me away about big companies like Disney. Like, you guys couldn't retake that? You didn't look at the video afterwards and editors and somebody like look at that and say, yeah, it's going to cost us an additional $50,000 to reshoot this, but it's worth it. Cause that looked dumb. That looked cheesy.
And if she is a Sith acolyte, this purple girl, which we don't know, we're just assuming from this trailer, what is she doing with a blade and not a lightsaber? Why doesn't she just have a red lightsaber coming up in there to do some damage? She's an assassin. That's her character. I forget her name, but she is an assassin. That's for sure.
Yeah. Well, I can't speak to her. Go ahead. Sorry.
And the lady that she's fighting, I don't know who she is, but she's obviously a Jedi. Anyway, let's move forward. So move that back just a smidge, because I actually was not on your screen when you were playing it. Sorry about that.
Smidge Master Henson. So let's go back. And before I play, what I was specifically referring to was this Wookiee. That's all braided up, man, like Woodstock, man, ready to sing Ring Around the Posy and go out and fa la 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 la. Hey, flowers for you too.
Birkenstocks, man. Dude.
Birkenstocks, bro. And patchouli.
Patchouli, all right, and yeah. There we go again with that Matrix jumping around and being pulled up, and you're definitely on wires and strings.
Yeah.
But then again, here's this Wookiee with all these Woodstock braids. and then there's tons and tons of Jedis. That's what I think is interesting about this time period. Not that we haven't seen a lot of Jedi walking around in the background on episode 1, 2, and 3, right? There's a lot of Jedi.
Right.
But there's a ton here. A lot of them are human. That's interesting.
Yep.
So we got a Wookiee Jedi, but then a ton of humans. That's an interesting choice, where there's on episode 1, 2, and 3, there was tons of alien Jedis or Jedi. Sorry about that. You can't put an S. There's never an S. I'm just going to say this before the trailer even ends, man. We're halfway through this thing. I'm not even here for the Acolyte, man. I'm just not here for it. It doesn't do anything for me. I'm not intrigued. I thought I would be, but I'm not.
Yeah,
because where it's headed is talking about, and actually I do have to wait for the trailer to play a little bit more, and then we'll talk about why I don't like it. So
yeah, let's finish this bad boy up. We're almost done. Let's go to the end, and then we'll talk. We'll dissect it some more. Here we go. All right. Well, there you go. There you have it.
Yeah.
So there's a number of things there. This isn't about good or bad. Can you hear me still?
Yeah, I can hear you. I'm just looking at your screen.
Okay, it's saying trying to reconnect.
I can definitely see it. Yeah. So it's not about good or bad. I thought that was an interesting line. Go ahead, Brad. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, that was all I was going to say. It's not about good or bad. It's just about wielding power, which is sad. So obviously that line is taken out of context. I'm sure there's an entire conversation around that that will be like, ah, okay, that's not even what she meant. But as far as the trailer goes, yeah, I disagree with everybody on the internet. I think you did send that nerdrotic guy. He destroyed this trailer. And I looked at this trailer and being honest, I'm confused. I'm like, nah, I don't see anything bad about this. You know, if you have an agenda, if you're irritated because of other things connected to Star Wars, I could see where this trailer could trigger you. But in of itself, by itself, just looking directly at this as a standalone product, I'm interested. However, yes, like we were saying, yeah, come on. What do you see? You see the future. Here we go. We've already been told the future. So same thing we've been saying forever. I'll just regurgitate it one more millionth time. I'm not interested in going back in time. I'm not interested in going back to what they call the High Republic. Is that what this time period is? So this is like
I don't even centuries. Care, man.
Exactly.
Whatever that thing is called, the apathy. I'm apathetic toward this, man. I don't even care.
Amen.
It's not even appealing to me. I'm sorry. And I am a Star Wars fan, by the way. And I agree with people that say, hey, man, come on, bro. As long as they keep putting Star Wars out there, man, we're here for that. We're happy for that. Hey, man, I do not agree with you, but I respect your thinking. I don't agree. I don't want any of this at all. I'm good. I'll check out an episode or two, but I'm pretty sure, like, just like some stuff with Marvel, I'll look at the first episode and I'll give you an example. You're probably thinking of the show I'm talking about. It's the guy with the arrows. It's like, after episode one, I'm out of here, Hawkeye. What are we doing here? This is a waste of my time.
Arrow shooties, Justin. Come on. You can't get excited about arrow shooties.
Hey, man. We're going to play the Nutcracker Suite and shoot some arrows. So with this, yeah, you're right. I like your objectivity. Thank you, Bradley, for being an objective reporter. Not that we're reporting or anything. Not that we're
getting paid or anything, because we're not.
Because we're not. Let's stop reiterating that before somebody comments. Nobody's going to comment because nobody comments. And that's fine.
we're in our own heads, bro. Go ahead. Okay. Arrow shooty.
Okay. So,
apathy.
This is what it feels like. Feels like there's still some woman stuff that they need to get out that they still haven't settled with us. Kathleen Kennedy, woman things. That's what it feels like. And I'm just like, okay, what now, Kathleen? What now? Mm-hmm. What is it now? And so that's why, but I'm not assuming that that's what it's going to be about, but that's what it looks like it's about to be about.
And that's what Nerdrotic guy said. Yeah. Basically.
Here we go again with this. Like, come on. When are we going to stop doing this? And then again, the last point I have, because actually, again, the apathy is here, bro. I'm done. The whole power thing, power. It's not about good or bad. Whoa. It's not about good or bad. It isn't. I'm not here for any bad. I would never choose to be a dark side user. I would never choose to be a Sith. It doesn't appeal to me, not even in the least. And that's because they're not good people. Mm. They, Jedi's murder. Yeah. They murder evil people. That's who they murder. That is okay. Now, unfortunately, Rian Johnson has swayed a lot of people and changed people's minds about the Jedi. Rian Johnson has brought in the whole yin and yang thing of it all, and about how even light side users have to be balanced. And to consulting, honestly, he was confusing. I'm acting like I know what Rian Johnson was trying to say. I'm gonna be honest with you. I don't know what he was trying to say. I'm not all clear right. on what Rian Johnson was saying, but my final thought, sorry about that, Bradley.
No, please keep on. I just want to make sure you stay on target with what you're saying. Go ahead.
I am. I'm bringing that back over to this lady said it's not about good and evil. It's like, what do you mean it's not about good or bad? They did choose the correct actors to play these smug Jedis. That's what I felt. Like, man, you had to get the smuggiest, nerdiest, uppity looking, you know, goody two shoe Jedi to be who I think you want them to be, like in real life in our real life, you need the people who are considered goody two shoes to look like idiots and look like they're the bad people.
You know? I didn't get that from this trailer. So you're saying the Jedi look like goody two shoes?
Yes, they look like the goody two shoes people. The goody, like, the Sith. We can never let the Sith in, which is like, obviously, you can never let the Sith do anything. That's obvious. They're evil. That, why would you let them do anything? That should be okay. But it feels like they're saying, no, it's okay. You should allow some evil people to run rampant. They should be allowed to toss sabers through forests and cut down trees and kill select Jedi and select senators and stuff or whatever. I don't know where they're going.
Near you.
At select theaters. Yeah. Ooh, that sounds crazy. Man, people with backpacks on after the shootings going in the theaters, man.
I did not mean that. My bad.
No. I'm just telling you that happened. Like, I went to a movie theater after a shooting
and the dude
came
in
with a backpack. And I was just like, bro, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Don't come up in here with a backpack on, man. But yeah, it was just paranoia. That's all it was. But yeah, bro, that's my convoluted take. I'm not here for that. I'm not even here for the end of this Bad Batch season, man. I'm a little
I was just about to jump into that, by the way.
So finish off this Acolyte thing, bro. This is probably the worst take anybody's heard.
No,
so go ahead and give them a good take.
Nobody needs my take, man. I already said it. I'm looking forward to checking it out, and I might keep watching it, or I might check out on the first episode. I just need to see what it's about. I do know there are some other social agendas going on with the main actress there that played the purple female Thunder Kitten. I think her orientation is
she's almost
public actually. Note.
Yeah. Openly. That's okay.
Yeah.
With us saying that, it's okay for us to say that. There's nothing wrong with that.
No, I just don't want to say, I don't want to spend too much time talking about it, but just stuff like that, getting hired because you simply are representative of a certain group of people. To me, I don't like that. I don't like boxes getting checked, but I'm not saying anything that nobody already knows. I don't want you to just check off a box and say, all right, we need this race. We need this orientation. We need da-da-da. It's like, yeah, you're not hiring people based on skills and whatnot. Give me 1,000 Tom Hiddlestons. That's what I want. I want the best cream of the crop actors and actresses to handle biz. All right. So there's our take on the Acolyte. Kind of a interesting one. Looking forward to seeing what the other guys think about it as well. Tell us your thoughts on Facebook or Instagram, whatever. Hit us up at genxreverb.com.
Sorry to cut you off. I just wanted to laugh. If there's a joke in there, any jokes to be in the trailer, that would be hilarious if one of the kids was like, after the one girl says, I see fire. And then the other one raises his hand, hold up. I see dead people though.
right. No, and the one that you sent me, they filled in some extra words and whatnot that they were saying. I see agendas. But anyway, so bringing it back around to the Bad Batch. I told Justin, Ken, and Mark in text messages the other day that me and Tracy were about to watch the, I don't know, 10th or 11th or 15th. I think they have 16 episodes per season of Bad Batch. I don't know where we are, but we're hopefully getting to the end of this last third season. I literally told Tracy that. I said, I hope, let's get this thing over with. This is so boring. And that's distilled into as few words as possible for all three seasons of the Bad Batch. It's boring. And where we're currently at, this last episode, let's see, spoilers ahead. Bounty Hunter is looking for Jedi kids with their M count and midi-chlorian count. And just the pace of the show is just, it's so slow. It's like a, When you see the little babies having fun on the teacups or something at Disneyland, or the little slow roller coasters.
Yeah.
And they're super excited because they think they're going super fast. And
that's
as an adult,
the speed of this. Yeah.
That's what the speed of this show is. And obviously it is aimed at kids and little ones to be exact, little girls probably for Omega. And so I sent to the guys.
It's aimed at kids, but go ahead. You sent to the guys what?
I sent to Justin, Mark, and Ken and Gen X Reverb a voicemail that said, me and Tracy are about to dive into the Bad Batch, and I'm not looking forward to Omega whining. What is she going to be whining about this week? Mm-hmm. And that's really what they're doing to Omega. And I'm sure there's people out there on the internet, Justin, that have voice their concerns on X. You guys are making Omega into a whiner. It's just like, yeah, she's a whiner. I don't know why they're making her into a whiner.
And then Rambo. What's Rambo's name? I forget the name.
Hunter. I mean, Hunter.
Yeah, Hunter is the dad that you don't want to be. You do not want to be that dad where you're just always giving in to what your daughter asks you to do, which is constantly what he's doing. But true. Hunter, we have to go. It's like, okay, I guess we'll do that then. Wait a minute, Hunter. You need to put your foot down and lock Omega in the back of the... well, that ship got blown up. Sorry, that's spoiler alert there. Sorry. That ship's out of here. Can't put her in the back of there anymore. But she's... We're all the way to the episode where she's gone. The point of no return. There was that. There's
Juggernaut one episode was the last one I just watched.
Yeah, Juggernaut. Interesting. I mean, these podcasts and takes and YouTubes and things are, I mean, they're all into the characters, bro. And I'm just like, bro, we're never going to see these characters again. I can't latch on to them. I just can't. Emery is such a, bro, please do not let me remember her name. And I remembered it because they said it 5 billion times. Emery. Mm-hmm. Which is basically the female version of the one who died, the bat who died. What's his name?
Oh, Smarty Pants, Brown Eyes.
Yeah, Smarty Pants.
Tech. Thank you. Yep.
Tick. Yep. So tick. She's basically, she has the same exact glasses that Tech has. And that's interesting. So I do think that's a cool take. It's not my take, but somebody's like, she could be the replacement for Echo. And I'm like, it doesn't matter if she's the replacement for Echo. This is over. This ride is over.
This is the third and final season, yes?
Yes, thankfully.
Okay.
Hallelujah.
So I see the connections and I get the Filoni-verse because this is all Filoni. Rex and the other two clones that were on the episode. Wolf.
Yep.
They were the three old guys in Rebels. That were on that AT walker in the desert.
Looking like extra goofy kid, cartoon kids.
Yes.
They look crazy on Rebels, man. It's like, man, they look like crazy drunk old men.
Yeah. Well, the animation was terrible on Rebels, man. But the storyline got okay. But the Filoni verse, I love Filoni, man. Filoni has brought so much to Star Wars, but I'm done with the Filoni verse, man. Please, no more. Just... We're at Rise of Skywalker. But as far as Bradley Gaines wants to see, let's start off at Tatooine right there after she's asked, what's your last name? Let's go from there. Let's go right from there. Dig up that lightsaber if you need to and go train Grogu, or have Grogu train you more. Bring Grogu back into this current timeline of Rey. Let's get Finn. Let's go. Let's go forward to new uncharted Star Wars. Get some good writers. Fire Kathleen Kennedy, not because there's any ire that I have against her as personally. She just seems to have done
a terrible job. That's the only reason why. And that's what you do when people do a terrible job. You let them go. You fire them. You say, hey, look, you already have this many $100 million in your bank account. It's hard for us to feel sorry for you. You're terrible at this.
Yeah.
You're not good at this job. So sorry, but we got to let you go.
But goodbye. You know who's great is the guys that we like are Filoni and Favreau. Filoni-verse, be done. No more old stuff. You already ruined Ahsoka for me personally. I love the actress. Forget her name. Great job as an actress, as a person who plays the live action Ahsoka. But no, let's get out of the Clone Wars. Let's get out of the clones. No more clones. No more clones. No more M count. No more science. Get back into story writing.
Rainy Dalton. Yeah, that's her name. That's the actress who played Ahsoka. I can't even keep a straight face, man. Rosario Dawson.
Dawson, man. Rosario Dawson. So sorry about that, Mrs. Dawson. Yeah. But anyway, you get what we're saying.
I do want to point this out, man. Rosario Dawson ruined Ahsoka as far as her character. I don't know how much sway she had on the actual character. Obviously, she has to use her face and her mood. It's her. She's doing that. But she has to be told what to do, right? So we're at Disney, right? And the Ahsoka that walked up to us was not energetic Ahsoka. Let's get this done. We need to defeat the Empire. We need to be, you know, moving and shaking. That's the Ahsoka we know, right? But the Rosario Dawson Ahsoka walked up to us, you know, Yes. What are you up to today? I was like, oh man, just talk to my daughter. Please don't talk to me.
Oh, like, okay. Your video blanked out for a second. I just put together you at Disneyland that Ahsoka was acting like Rosario Dawson.
She was acting like Rosario Dawson. I was like, would you just drink some caffeine?
Yes.
Do something to become Ashley Eckstein Ahsoka, because that's the Ahsoka we need. The one who takes action, and she does meditate, but she doesn't take forever. She's not that pensive.
And tired. Like she just got through taking some kind of Percocets or something, man. Like
sedatives, yes.
Yes. Do you have any icy hot huyang? I need to rub my shoulders down because I'm old and tired. Yeah, you're huyang. Acting like it.
Yeah, yeah. You Wake are acting up. Old and tired. Wake up. Yeah, you ruined that. Okay, that's Ahsoka. I don't even know why we're talking about.
We're just talking about the connection was I went to Bad Batch, or excuse me, to Bad Batch and Filoni verse. I don't want that. That was the overarching thing that I was saying is Dave Filoni, as much as I respect him, we thank him for Mandalorian.
We don't thank him for Grogu. You guys do. I don't. Get that little puppet out of here. I'm sick of that guy.
He's Grogu fatigue.
Worthless as far as the canon is concerned. The story, he does not progress it in any way, shape or form. That's my opinion. His M count. Midi-chlorian, get out of here with that. I don't need that.
Oh, I just realized you're right. They brought M count into Mandalorian too.
It was in Mandalorian.
Moff Gideon. Oh, M-count. Goodness gracious.
And they're the only ones. Okay, guys, thank you. But we don't need these characters though. You're stringing this along. I hate the fact that you guys are giving us these fetch quests, even on The Mandalorian and on The Bad Batch. I don't need fetch quests. Tell us what happened. And then we finally get to Fulcrum City, not Fulcrum City, but Tantus. Is that what it's called? Tantus?
Mm-hmm, Tantus.
It's kids, bro. There's children in there. And I'm like, I was not expecting that. And this is whack. There's children
like
in here.
The vault where Sidious went with all the lasers, and you're expecting like some type of assassin, juggernaut, mutated. Dudes who can't be defeated. Yeah, exactly. And then they're just little kids. Yeah.
Yeah. When am I going to get to go home? I'm like, bro, this is agenda E here with this stolen child and more kids being abused. I'm like, dude, we know that that's real. We get it. But I didn't sign up to be reminded about this right
80s
now.
80s style, right?
Yeah.
Like Mr. T was about to pop out. Hey, kids. It's a public service announcement.
Whoa, Mr. T.
Yeah, and I want to echo what Justin just said. We just had a young sister in one of the congregations over here, and I will put this on the air, named Bella Maxwell. She just went missing on the 11th, and so that's what you probably saw me put on my Facebook page. So, it's terrible, man. We have no idea where she is and whatnot, and hopefully she just ran away. And she's just having a little temporary situation. But the reality of people getting snatched up, man, I think that's what this episode is definitely highlighting, is what you're saying, but we're in agreement.
Even though life itself highlights that already constantly with Amber alerts or whatever you call those alerts for kids, it's always highlighting that. And it's like, okay, well, we didn't come here to be reminded of the problems, Dave, and everybody who's there. We came to kind of like get a little bit of a break, but obviously now don't get me wrong. I understand there still has to be high stakes. Otherwise it's not worth it. But again, to you and I's point, we're still not really here for any of this stuff that ultimately ends up into what we already know happens. We already know what happens, Star Wars. If anything, and they're not going to do this, and probably most people would roll their eyes. If anything, go back and redo Luke, if anything, and give him the proper send off instead of the one that they gave him. But again, that's a beaten horse. That's a dead horse that's been beaten. They're not going to do it. They did ruin his character, and I'm continuing to beat that horse. But I'm as a Star Wars fan, it's upsetting to see how much they're just saying we don't care. We don't care. You guys are just going to have to abide us using Daisy Ridley. And Daisy Ridley's going to have to abide Star Wars using her. Like, hey, we know you want out of here, but hey, look how many millions we're going to pay you.
So on that note, hit that picture I just sent to the Gen X Reverb WhatsApp chat, and that made me laugh so hard.
Subscribe. Okay, let me see.
I just sent Justin this picture, just so you guys know. It says Star Wars Tales, and it has like 50 different humorously and yet professionally drawn logos for different shows. One of them says Tales of the Canto Bite Casino. I mean, that's how ridiculous.
they're saying it basically like Disney will milk. They'll continue to milk this to where they'll just be having shows like Tales of the Naboo. There's a Tales of the Naboo on here.
Tales of the Naboo Boo.
Nobody cares about the Naboo.
Even though I just said, I would not like, I was about to say, I would like Tales of the 501st Legion. No more clones. We're done. They're good guys. Rex, Wolf, whatever. Get out of here. We're good on the Tales of the, Max Rebo Band.
The Max Rebo Band. Nope, we're good. He's a band. He plays music. We're done. No more.
This is where he was born, on this planet here. He was given a little round keyboard where he can reach all the way around and hit these notes, man. He's got 78 octaves on this bad boy.
Bro, Tales of the Separatists. No, thank you.
Isn't hilarious.
That Clone Wars? Isn't that Clone Wars? Yes. Tales of the Separatists?
Clone Wars.
The whole Clone Wars season 1 through 6. That's Tales
Politics,
of the Separatists.
Bro. Get your politics out of here, man.
Tales of the Syndicates. Nope, that's in Clone Wars 2 and in Solo, A Star Wars Story. We don't need more of that.
Tales of the Holidays.
The Holidays. That's
the
Legos.
Star Wars Holiday Special.
Yeah, Holiday Special.
Tales of the Night Owls. Tales of the Gungans. Tales of the Tuskens.
Tuskens. That's Book of Boba. Book of Boba. We already got that. No more. They got Tales of the Dyad on here. Back on the Dyad of the Force.
Yep. Daisy Ridley and what's his face? Kylo Ren and Rey. Dyad in the Force. Yeah, Dyad in the Force. Who cares? Tales of the X-Wing pilots. I would be irritated if they made that. Like, no, come on already. They give us so much of this in the shows, and that's the problem. That's really all we're trying to say. So anyway, me and Justin just chit-chatting about Acolyte.
Tales of the Cantina, man. Now, that's one I'd sign up for in real life. Get me into a cantina. Man, if they could just make Disney's Galaxy's Edge, I don't know, man. This is probably the alcoholic in me talking right here, man. And I'm not an alcoholic. That was a joke.
Yeah, we got you, man. Go ahead. But stop explaining yourself. Spit it out, Spitzy.
Drop some more bars, man, up in there. I'm really irritated. He's like, look, man, just put give me a wristband. I show you my ID. I got my wristband. I'm ready to go. Don't be stingy with the alcoholic beverages there at Galaxy's Edge. Don't make me have to go into your bar that I have to wait in line for, man. That's
okay.
Whack.
So we hot taked on that before. I think we did a hot took. We hot took on that. Now, my hypothesis was that they do that so that they don't have a whole bunch of drunken brawls, cantina brawls, man. People getting their arms lightsabered off. Is that correct? Would that be a good hypothesis? Disney is like, yeah, we know you want another one, but nah.
Probably. Kenny said that Walt wanted Disney to be a dry campus. And so they're trying to respect that as best they can. That's what Kenny said. But and the thing is, my argument to that, though, not to Kenny, but to what you just said, was the fact that they have California Adventure, you know, 800 yards away. It's right there. It's right across the way. And they have alcohol everywhere you turn. Oh,
okay. So when you go to Ant-Man's place to get those creamy beers that you and Ken were enjoying, right? How many can you get at once?
Let's call that by the correct name. That's Pim's Test Kitchen.
There we go.
Pim's Test Kitchen. Bro, I got a beer at once. You can get one beer, drink it, come back and get another one. And then drink it and then come back and get another one.
Here's my question. Can you buy two beers at one time for yourself?
Yeah.
And you can double fist and you're good to go.
Yeah, you're good to go. You can. They, and by the way, before you even get to Hank's to Pim's Test Kitchen well before you get there. As soon as you walk into California Adventure, you go past the snacks and stuff on the right hand side with all the Minnie and Mickey Rice Krispie treats, Starbucks, and all that stuff. So you go past that, and right before you get to where you start headed toward the boardwalk, where you go to the Ferris wheel, right before that, before you know. It's like a cutoff to where you go that way or you go left over into the Avengers campus. There's an alcohol place right there. Like, everybody get loaded up before you head all the way in.
And you know what? Just popped into my head. Yeah. They do the food thing there.
Yeah, the food thing is at California Adventure
or just California Adventure?
Not at Disney because I never see any of those celebratory signs at Disney for the food. Celebrating food. It's always only at, I have only seen it at California Adventure.
So California Adventure sure resident, is.
I'm sure our resident Disney nuts will correct me, man. Mark and Kenny.
our resident Disney gourmands.
Yeah, those guys are crazy for Disney, man. And I say that affectionately. They love Disney. They've been going since they were little Wookiees, 2-year-old Wookiees. So yeah, we'll let those guys let us know. But yeah, man, my point was that you can get a tasty, tall, stout, oatmeal stout with a big gigantic scoop of vanilla ice cream on top and marshmallows, man. And then go get on a ride. Go get on Spider-Man.
Bliss.
It's beautiful, bro.
Yeah.
Or go get on Cars if you want to. Cars are still there. That's beautiful. Go get on.
So if there's any one last thing I can say before we get through with this hot takes episode here, is that we can change our focus from the things that we don't like about Star Wars. The human brain is only capable of thinking of one thing at a time. So instead of being all irritated and grumpy and getting online and shouting and getting into echo chambers and trying to become a million man army against big behemoth juggernaut companies like Disney, it's like, stop wasting your energy.
First order will take you out. Just let them.
Pretty much. Just get in line with everybody else. Have a good time. Enjoy your family. Which, by the way, again, I want to say to you guys out there, I'm so thankful to my extended family, including my twin brother, his immediate family, and then all my cousins and whatnot that all descended upon Disneyland a couple of years ago. We are looking forward to doing that again, but this time in Florida in November. I can't remember. Sometime later this year. Don't know. Don't care. Point is that life You'll is be better there. When you, yeah, no matter what you do, do it with people, have a good time, check each other, but also hug each other and make sure not to focus too much on the negativity of this dumb world. Take the good with the bad, you know, so to speak.
Yeah. Cause they're not going to appease us. As we can clearly see, we've been begging for certain things, taking it back to Star Wars. So I agree with you, Bradley. Relax. Unlike I've been doing this episode, you know, relax.
You're good. You're you.
But I got to be honest, man. I do got to be honest. Even though Mark and Kenny are our resident Disney gurus, our Disney heroes, man, I've been jonesing for some more Disneyland, man.
Yeah.
I've been kicking myself for not setting up my Disney, my Genie, because we purchased the Genie. What do you call it? Genie Plus? I don't know what you call it. Anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I didn't set it up. I was like, oh man, I'm an idiot. Because I was supposed to actually set up all my Hyperspace Mountains, the one I've never been on? The Abominable Snowman ride? What's that one called?
Oh, the Matterhorn.
Yeah, I've never even been on the Matterhorn. Maybe I was on the Matterhorn when I was younger. I forget if I've even been to Disney before. My brain does not work when I was a kid.
We definitely heard the Chamber Assembly talk about it a lot. Mark.
Yeah, the Matterhorn. That was like a huge conversation piece back in the day when we were kids. Matterhorn. And I should have set it up. So I'm actually jonesing for an actual full day. I was talking to another gent who has two daughters. And he goes, man, you know what, man? I had to shut Disney down last time. I stayed all the way till they closed. He was like, man, they charged me way too much money.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's like, I had to stay all the way. And
that's
so
that's what we did.
Next time we go
all the way till midnight, man.
Yeah, all the way till midnight. So here's what we're going to do next time. This is the rundown. Okay. And Kenny, Mark, anybody, feel free to meet us there. Kenny, you're probably more likely to since you're in Portland, just outside of Portland. Sorry. He's in Washougal. Washougal, Washington. Vancouver, that's what I keep forgetting the name of the big city that he lives next to. So Vancouver. So Ken, you're welcome to join us down there. What we want to do is go ahead and get that same exact hotel that we got when you and Tracy joined us. It's right outside the park.
I love it. Right across the street. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if it's the Howard Johnson or if it's the whatever it's called. It has the big yellow slide, has a summer slide and all that right. good stuff for the kids. The kids are going to have a blast. We're not going to bring a car. We're going to fly Southwest Airlines into Anaheim or to LA, whatever the airport there is. And then we're just going to get Ubered to our hotel and we're walking the entire time.
Boom.
We're going to have a parking space. Bradley and Tracy drive up. They don't even have to park at Disney. That's what's dope about that. When you have family that lives in California, now they don't even have to pay for parking. They can just take your parking space that you're paying for at the hotel. Remember you guys did that?
Yeah. Thank you, by the way. I remember that. Yeah.
Yeah. And then we just all walked. We hoofed it. What does it take us? About 10, 15 minutes to get there to the park?
I don't remember because the joy, again, of being around family makes it just go by so fast. It didn't take
it
very long
at all.
It goes
by so fast. Yeah, it goes by so quick. And they check your bags all friendly. The staff is all friendly. That's what I love about Disney. You get there and you don't go through downtown Disney. No, wait. We did go through downtown Disney, didn't we? To get in there from the hotel?
No, we... I don't think we went through. I don't know. It's really immaterial at this point. But I think we just walked across the street and we were at the front entrance.
We were there. There is no parking, which is not terrible, but it's definitely way worse than actually it's people who stay there. So I say that to say we want to do that. We have some other things that we're going to do before Disney. But once those things are done, because they're much more important, going to New York, visiting Bethel, visiting, being out there and experiencing good times there, wall kill and stuff like that, that's going to mm-hmm. be beautiful. We don't want to keep prioritizing on Disney, but we will. As soon as we're done with Bethel, we will be a three-day Disney, California Adventure, Disney, or vice versa.
100%, man. And speaking of that, Chambers has yet to regale us with his tales of Universal Studios in Tokyo. I think where he went to Super Mario Land
and Tokyo.
I think he went to Tokyo Disney Sea as well. So Chambers slipped out on us like a ninja, man. He just was gone. Poof, smoke, family on a plane. So
how
we look forward to
a Tokyo ninja.
Yes. And so we look forward to Chambers regaling us with his tales. We'll hopefully have a hot take segment dedicated to the Chambers family Tokyo Disney visit.
I'm going to assume that there's like zero gum and gooey stuff on the ground in Tokyo versus not that there is in the California Disney, because Disney's very clean. I'm just assuming that it's much cleaner. And like,
I thought you were just being racist and putting Japanese together with Singaporeans, because Singapore is where you'll get in trouble for not chewing gum or for chewing gum. It's against the law.
No, but I feel like those cultures, all of those cultures, Asian cultures, are
a lot more cleaner than Americans.
Yeah, we're sloppy, man.
Everybody's cleaner than us, man. Yeah, we're disgusting in this country. But it saddened my heart. I think I've said this before. When we were at California Adventure, somebody dropped some paper on the ground in our party, and I was reaching over to pick it up, and one of the guys came out of nowhere. He just was staring at us, and he just kind of gave me the signal like, sir, don't pick that up. I got this. And he sweeped it up.
At Disney?
California Adventure. Down there in the Hollywood place on that little corner, the little elbow.
Oh,
of,
I love that area. He almost slapped you.
No. He was very kind. And that's what I love about Disney cast members is that Disney cast members are trained in a good way. Obviously, I don't know about their training. Don't care. All I know is that it's working. And I hope that they're happy. I know that they're not, but I hope most Disney cast members are happy. This guy was very kind to me, but I felt sorry because he has a thankless job behind the scenes, but that he's part of the reason why Disney and California Adventure is so clean. You're never going to see anything on the ground because that's their job while they're there. It's just looking for dum-dums like us dropping paper and all kinds of goo everywhere. You know, that's why it's so clean. And it was
you see those dum-dums over there? Go clean up after those dum-dums.
You know, they have cameras everywhere. They got, FifthStreetBurger.com. That's what you're just posted in Genetics Reverb. That's where you guys
went. Yeah. That's where we went. Sorry. That was a quick shift there. So yeah, I posted Fifth Street Burger in Tempe. That's where we went. So let me give them their flowers. As we said, we made fun of that expression. Let me give them their flowers. The burgers are
fat. Give them their flowers.
The burgers are fat and juicy. Just clean up a little bit. That's all. Just clean up a little bit. And
these pictures look right, man. But that's all photography. But man, that looks chunky. Chunky and funky. I'll take some of them. Ooh, those wings look moist.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a good place to go. I'm going to go ahead and recommend it for those of you who live here in Phoenix and Tempe and stuff like that. And then when Kenny and Mark, when you guys come out here to visit, we'll go get some burgers from Fifth Street Burger. We'll get your opinions. There's probably other places we can go to. Definitely a Cobra Arcade. Bradley's never been to Cobra Arcade.
So. Oh, absolutely. I would love to go. I would say that logo for Fifth Street Burgers, even though you're recommending it, man, that logo looks like it's bothering your OCD, man. Like you need to fix that yucky logo at the very top of the screen.
Yeah, let me go to this website.
Fifth Street Burgers logo drawn by a 5-year-old in 1982.
Yeah, that logo is absolutely terrible. And this guy is making money. I think what he said was his focus on what makes sense, not the logo.
Yes, correct. And that's probably the same logo that he's had forever. It's probably what it is.
Yeah.
So anyway.
There it is, yeah.
Yeah, we are at 1 hour and 7 minutes. Justin,
you got this. You're editing this. I'm not editing.
And listeners know that I'm not editing it. We are throwing these up because you guys just want something to listen to, man. We get it. A lot of times when I re-listen to our podcasts, I'm just happy to listen to people talk that I know, honestly. It's therapeutic. What are you about to say? Your facial expression has got me. Go ahead.
If I'm being honest, and I am being honest. I don't think that it would be a bad idea to go ahead and start a Patreon where all of you go ahead and log in and we'll set you up. Don't worry. This is not a bad idea. You guys, we're not going to break the bank with this. Okay. Starting entry level. It'll be soft. It'll be a soft open here. $500 entry for each listener. $500. See, we're not getting rich here. We're just going to be able to go to Disney a lot sooner if you guys said
this is a soft open. Okay. Just a soft sale. $500 and we'll give you a gift certificate to get some soft serve while softly put that money in our bank account.
We'll get you 10 GenXReverb.com t-shirts each at $500.
Ooh. Speaking of which, great segue real quick. Before we end this podcast, I just want to say right now, my wife is not feeling great, but through her sickness, she was able to muster out this one last thing before I came in here to start podcasting with Justin. Did Justin make that Calvin and Hobbes Ewok t-shirt? I go, why, yes, he did, Honey Crunch. I said I'm going to get two for us. So congratulations, Justin, on getting some recognition from Honey Crunch, man. She wants one of those. And you listeners can go to GenXReverb.com. It's a very beautiful shirt. I like it. Check it out. If you love Ewoks and if you love Bill Watterson's Calvin and Hobbes, you are going to love this t-shirt. Buy one for yourself. Buy 10 for your family. That's all I have to say about that.
Get 60 for all of the kids that go to your congregations and go to your schools and just get them. Get them all. Catch them all like Pokemon. Hey.
Justin, you're like a reluctant retired musician who finally you caught on like you came out of retirement. Somebody's trying to reignite your career. And you're like, oh, this is where I come in. Yeah. Please buy. Keep going and buy more. Buy 1,000.
Buy more. Hey, look. If we get to Disney as a crew because of you, the 100th donator, we will get them a candy apple and some churros, a bag of churros.
Okay. See, we're just right out the gates. Let me amend that. We're going to get you a candy. We're going to get you a picture of a candy apple and a picture of some churros before we eat them. Cause we're not bringing anything food related back from Disney.
Yeah. We'll post that on Facebook. No, but, no, for real. Totally kidding. Obviously, you know that. Ugh, you guys aren't dumb. Just keep listening and, shout out to Lenny, our cousin. Shout out to Logan Nielsen, Adrian, Archibald. Who else can we give shout outs to, man? Who's the gent that just bought the Ewok, the Yub Nub t-shirt from us?
Joshua Stone,
shout out. I don't know, man. I'm not going to shout out this other t-shirt buyer because I don't know if he's a listener. So I don't know. That would probably be weird to shout him out and he's not even a listener.
Hey there. We'd like to shout you out there. Siegfried Runiston in Oshkosh, Wisconsin.
Oshkosh, bagosh. Yeah. So yeah, definitely head over to genxreverb.com. Please. We're begging you, especially if you know us personally, give us feedback. Text message us directly on our phones if you know us personally. And if you don't know us personally, head on over to Facebook. You can just hit us up. Direct message us right there on Facebook.
I'm going to pull a Tony Stark in Iron Man 3. If you don't know us personally, head on over to 3645 West Chipman Lane, 903. Like giving people our exact address.
Oh, man, they'll light us up. Look, bro. Hey, man, you told me to come over to your house, bro.
I'm going to tell you guys actually come.
Yeah, Mr. Prideful Stark over there, man.
But honestly, going back to what you were saying, if you guys want to help us out too, just really just share our website on your socials. That's really all we're asking. That's going to be genxreverb.com. Just share that.
No. Nate, we're not just asking for sharing. We're asking for them to actually please share our website. Yes. But tell us, hey, these t-shirts are stupid, or wow, we like these t-shirts, but these t-shirts, what you need is this. I need to see this.
That is so disrespectful, Justin. That you said these t-shirts are stupid. Like if somebody said that to us, I'd be like, all right, bro.
Like, well, but what's stupid about them? Don't worry. They're just stupid. That's all I got to say.
And I'm not giving you guys get the point out there. Yeah. Give us some feedback.
Give us some feedback, please. We don't have it yet, but for those of you who are interested, I got a Luke Skywalker in the box. He's from the episode where he rescues Grogu, and he's, I forget how tall he is. I don't know if he's 10 or 12 inches. He's got the saber. We're going to do a giveaway on that. I know a few of you would be interested in having that guy on your shelf if you're into that, or getting it for your kids. Maybe get it for your son or your daughter.
I think you were right with the first option. Most guys are collectors. There's tons of collectors out there. You were trying to dignify them.
Or maybe you are a grown man and you don't collect things. You're responsible.
Kenny's got sabers, man. Kenny's got sabers like by his desk or something. I don't know. Yep. Which is completely fine. We got that. And that's going to be a giveaway. Based on, I don't know if it's going to be a trivia thing or whatever it's going to be. It'll be nice for Ken to put together some awesome trivia for you guys. And then to give you guys something based on the fact that you win it. So we want to give those away. I got two of them, actually. So we can do two rounds of that. And then in addition to that, please look at the all items on Gen X Reverb, not just the T-shirts. I gotta optimize it a little bit better and show people. Well, we got a mug up there, too. And it's a... it's a pretty cool mug that Bradley and Kenny pretty much, you know, their eyes bulged out of their sockets when they saw it. And it's a pretty cool. It's a Jawa. I'll let you guys check a look at this Jawa. And he's on a coffee mug. And I think you guys will like this guy. He's sipping on his own Jawa juice. And he's inspirational to those of you who need to wake up in the morning and go collect junk and load it up into your sand crawlers. So, we can keep talking, but there's, you know what? Keep it simple. GenXReverb.com. Head there. And this telethon is over.
Yeah. So let's end by saying this. Thanks for listening, you guys. Head over to GenXReverb.com. Go to our Facebook page, Facebook.com/GenXReverb. Same thing with Instagram. Just check us out. And also upcoming things that we'll be doing in addition to the raffle Justin was talking about, or whatever we call that, is we're going to be talking about Wonka. We're going to kind of do a podcast on Wonka, and we believe that it deserves its own podcast because for some reason they succeeded where Marvel can't. Destroyed the Marvels. It destroyed DC's Aquaman 2. How did Wonka do better than that? That's personally something that I'm interested in. Justin's been telling me about Wonka for quite some time, saying how good it was. I saw it and I agree 100%. Ken was on board when he saw it on an airplane. I don't know about Mark yet. We're going to do a podcast on Wonka, and also per request, cast incoming for Tron Legacy for you, Bruce and Ashley Wilson. Tron Legacy coming soon.
Hey, put your hands inside your pocklets. Get yourself some Wonka chocolates.
I love it, bro. All right, we're out. Yeah.